USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC says that more than 600,000 kids aged 12 to 15 have received their first dose of Pfizer's COVID vaccine in the first few days of its availability. Those new numbers adding to the nearly 3.5 million Americans under 18 that are already vaccinated. The American Academy of Pediatrics says that cases among children have become a large segment of newer COVID cases. Children comprise nearly a quarter of all new COVID cases in last week's data. And ahead of a vote on legislation to set up a 9/11-style congressional committee to investigate the January riots at the Capitol, some Republican leaders are questioning the need for it. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell told reporters that his members are still undecided.
I think I'm safe in characterizing our conference as willing to listen to the arguments about whether such a commission is needed.
McConnell added that he questioned whether a commission would get in the way of ongoing criminal investigations. This is USA Radio News.
Energize Health. Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energize Health. And I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect. Worse than death. Erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. EnergizeHealth.com.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is joining calls for a boycott of the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympics, citing China's human rights record. During a congressional hearing on the Games Tuesday, Pelosi said she supports a diplomatic boycott of the Games, and called out corporate sponsors of the Olympics willing to turn a blind eye to genocide.
How sad it is to see the Olympic corporate sponsors look the other way on China's abuses of out of concern for their bottom line, with some even lobbying against the bipartisan Uyghur forced labor bill. Imagine they're lobbying against a bill of forced labor when our country has declared this a genocide. Here's what I propose. And join those who are opposing is a diplomatic boycott.
A number of human rights groups issued a joint statement on Monday calling for the U.S., Canada, and other nations to lead a full boycott of the Games that are set to begin in Beijing in February 2022. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
One Major League Baseball club is dealing with a large number of breakthrough coronavirus infections. Tim Berg explains.
9 members of Major League Baseball's New York Yankees who are vaccinated have tested positive for COVID with breakthrough infections. Yankees manager Aaron Boone saying everyone that's tested positive is doing quite well. 7 of the infected members are asymptomatic and 2 have mild symptoms. All the members who tested positive received the Johnson & Johnson single-dose COVID-19 vaccine on April 7th. Regarding the effectiveness of one vaccine versus another, Dr. John Torres tells NBC's Today Show,
the bottom line is, looking at the hospitalizations and deaths from COVID, they're all equally effective at preventing that, which is, at the end of the day, the end point we're looking at, making sure people don't get sick. But when you look at the effectiveness at preventing you from the virus getting in your body and multiplying maybe a little bit enough to get you positive on a test, or maybe mild symptoms, they can differ a little bit there. But the main point to remember is you want to prevent the spread, and you want to prevent getting sick from coronavirus, and that's what the vaccines do across the board, all 3 of them. And so all 3 of them are very, very effective.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And scientists at Florida State University say they found evidence that sharks have their own built-in GPS. The researchers found that sharks use the magnetic field of the Earth to help guide them, especially to travel long distances. Some species of shark are able to migrate more than 12,000 miles in a single year. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.